The Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment says the number of active cases of COVID-19 recorded in St. Vincent and the Grenadines remains at 2. In its latest update, the ministry says no new cases were recorded here on Thursday, September 22nd. One unvaccinated person is currently hospitalized with COVID-19 and no recoveries were noted on Thursday. 9,448 cases of COVID-19 and 9,330 recoveries have been reported in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to date. 116 people have died from the virus, and 72,750 COVID-19 vaccines have so far been administered locally. 37,244 persons have received their first dose, 31,345 have received their second dose, and 4,161 persons have received boosters. In the region, the Barbados government said it is discontinuing all coronavirus COVID-19 related travel protocols for entering the island, approving also a number of fundamental changes to the COVID-19 directives that have governed the management of the pandemic there since early 2021. Acting Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw said the measures will go into effect from today. Ms. Bradshaw added that the wearing of masks generally will now be optional. However, mask wearing remains mandatory for persons in nursing homes, private hospitals, and senior citizens' homes, as well as persons in healthcare institutions, including staff, visitors, clients, and patients. In the international arena, Hong Kong's government says that from Monday, people arriving in Hong Kong will no longer have to go into mandatory hotel quarantine. Travelers will also no longer have to show a negative COVID-19 test before boarding a plane to go to Hong Kong. Instead, they will monitor themselves for possible infection for 3 days. The news has sparked a rush for flight tickets to Hong Kong, with the Cathay Pacific website operating a queuing system to book. The airline said it was adding more than 200 pairs of flights in October to both regional and long-haul destinations. And two New Jersey companies have been fined $325,000 for selling a pesticide which they marketed as a weapon against COVID-19. That's according to the Environmental Health Protection Agency, which made the announcement on Thursday. The EPA said that Zuno USA and Zuno Holdings had used false and misleading claims about the effectiveness of Zuno Microbe Shield, a registered pesticide, and its suitability for use as a sanitizer or a disinfectant against viruses, including against the virus that causes COVID-19. The sprays were sold on websites including Amazon and bought by both individuals and institutions, including community centers, according to the EPA. United Airlines even used the spray as a coating for its plane cabins in conjunction with other cleaning measures, including electrostatic disinfection. Zuno says it has also supplied Australia's flag carrier Qantas Airlines. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.